Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. There is a depth and there is a nuance to just about everything. There is what is known as the ظاهر or the external, and there is what is known as the باطن, the internal. Our eyes only see something in terms of its physical nature, but to recognize the nuance and the beauty of it, that which allowed for it to come into being and manifest in front of our eyes in the way that it has done, well, that requires a little bit of detail and research. If I'm walking down the street and I see a flower, my eye sees the flower, it sees the color, it smells the fragrance. But if someone who are a lot more intelligent in regards to nature were to go and take a look at that flower, they would see beyond just its physical form, but recognize everything that allowed for it to come to be. Similarly, I can read books, or I can watch movies, or I can listen to podcasts. I can do anything. But that reading of the book or watching of that movie does not allow for me to understand the depth of what that book is actually saying in terms of its metaphor, in terms of its allegory. That there are so many layers to so much of that which we are exposed to, but oftentimes we don't see it because of our understanding and nature of other things. Our inability to look beyond, our inability to reflect and contemplate. And I say all of this as an introduction to us understanding even the human being themselves. We fail to many a time take a look within ourselves and see that we are again more than just this body, but again we have the spiritual capacity known as the soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed us with. And we could live our lives decades after decades and be completely negligent to this fact. And not to sound repetitive, but for today's discussion, I want to reflect a little bit in regards to some of the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, as he describes the simplicity of the human being in a way that will hopefully give us that sense of inspiration again, one more time, for us to be reflective and contemplative during the course of these nights. Someone says, how many reminders do we need? Well, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently puts on display all of His signs around us as a reminder. And He states within the whole Quran as a command to the prophets of God, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ, and remind them. The Quran is known as a book of reminders. It's known as al-dhikr. نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْر, and we have revealed the reminder. And thus, we need reminders, and we need them often, and if we're not going to take them during the course of these nights and days during the holy month of Ramadan, well then, it's going to be that much more difficult and challenging for us to be receptive to them beyond the holy month of Ramadan. So in the words of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, he states, وَعَجِبْتُ لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِ الَّذِي كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ نُطْفَةِ وَيَكُونُ غَدًا جِيفًا. He states, I wonder and I am amazed at the man who is arrogant when he came from a drop of semen yesterday and tomorrow will be a corpse. I am amazed at the man who demonstrates a sense of pride and arrogance. Why are we so prideful? Why are we so arrogant? Why do we believe that we will live forever? That the only person that matters is I? What drives the sense of selfishness except for a fact of our forgetfulness of the fact that we are not only a body. You see, when we talk about things as simple as accumulation, be it food, be it wealth, be it sleep, be it whatever it may be, every one of those things are tied to externals and not to internals. Even from a very young age, we see or we're cultivated by community, by society, to believe that the only reason why we need to seek knowledge, the only reason why we need to read a book, is because it's going to be beneficial to us in our careers. That knowledge equals money. Knowledge equals a job. And that's good, and that's well, and that's fine. But there is something far greater and far more important than just your job and just your finances. Which is why historically and classically, even philosophers have debated the difference and discussed the difference between things as simple as knowledge and wisdom. Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to take a sense of wisdom, a sense of inspiration, a sense of betterment from that which our intellects accumulate in terms of knowledge. But again, the world that we live in focuses on external values as opposed to internal values. And that drives a sense of pride and drives a sense of arrogance where everything is in regards to what label I'm wearing on my clothes as opposed to that which I'm seeking in terms of value during the course of my life. So when you give out of your wealth, everyone gets upset with you, even your accountant. And when you tell them that, I'm doing this for God's sake, I'm doing this because it's not only about me and my family, they laugh. They don't understand. Because again, our world is tied to a sense of externals as opposed to internals. عَجِبْتُ لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِ in the words of Ali alayhi salam, الَّذِي كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ نُطْفَةِ I am amazed at that arrogant and pride man who yesterday came from a drop of semen. What were we? We're absolutely nothing. We're a piece and a drop of impurity that landed in the womb of our mothers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took care of us when we were in the womb of those mothers of ours. He took care of us in those early days of our existence when we were born into this corporeal and transient dunya, when we needed the support and the sustaining of the Creator. He took care of us throughout this journey. And then as we get older and older and older, we, that same creation who needed all of this sense of support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has the pride to doubt in the Creator and reject Him and openly transgress and go against the boundaries that He has created for us. How prideful. وَعَجِبْتُ لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِ الَّذِي كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ نُطْفَةً وَيَكُونُ غَدًا جِيفَةً Yesterday, they were a drop of semen, and tomorrow, they're going to be a corpse. Just think about that and let it sit for a moment. Look at yourself in the mirror and remember that this same body that you look at, that same face that you look at, well, days from today, your families are going to look down. Our families are going to look down as they're lowering us into a grave. And that's what this body was. Came from a drop of semen, is going to enter 6 feet into the ground. And again, I don't mean this to say or to speak in a cryptic manner, but in order for us to remember that we have to find some purpose during the course of the time while we're here. And if we think again that it's only in regards to accumulating that which feeds the external bodies of ours, well, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam reminds us in these lines of his, well, that's just not the case. So when he states something like, عَجِبْتُ, I am amazed at that person. لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِ الَّذِي كَانَ بِالْعَمْسِ نُطْفَةً وَيَكُونُ غَدًا جِيفَةً that they came from nothing and they're going to nothing, well, I better do something surrounded by all of this nothingness. And if I think that feeding myself with things and not with value is going to bring me benefit in this world and in the next, well, then I'm going to consistently be in a state of seeking and never be satisfied. Which is why the next line of the words of Ali alayhi salam, he continues and he states, وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ شَكَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ يَرَى خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And I'm amazed at the one who doubts in God and he sees the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we doubt in the Creator as a creation when we see the creation? And again, how prideful and arrogant can we be, who, in spite of the fact that we need God's blessings, that we wake up with them and we go to sleep with them and we live our days through them, how prideful is it that we stand up and we openly doubt in God's presence, when even that doubt that creeps up into our minds takes place in the midst of me being drowned in God's blessings and in His grace? Me, as an utterly and absolutely dependent creation on my Creator, doubts the Creator. عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ شَكَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ يَرَى خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I'm amazed at the one who doubts in the Creator when he sees the creation. Inshallah, over the next couple of episodes, we'll continue to reflect upon these words of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. But in the meantime, during the course of this eve, make sure you spend some time thinking about why is it that we focus on externals and not internals? Why is it that we don't go out and recognize how small and lowly we are in the midst of God's universe and humble ourselves, a humbling that leads us to prostrate and admit our faults and wrongdoings? And when we do such a thing, we will see that we will find the sense of inspiration within these hearts and souls of ours that will allow for us to be amongst those who commit to change and commit to being amongst the best of God's servants. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wasallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alaha al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.